December 3, 1926. Laments to Jesus. Jesus calms Louisa. How the human will places distance between God and the soul. How we are rays of light which came out from God. How the imprisonment of Jesus is symbol of the prison of the human will. Continuing in my usual abandonment in my adorable supreme fiat, I anxiously longed for my highest good, Jesus. In that unending light of the eternal volition, whose boundaries cannot be seen, either where they begin, or where they end, I was all eyes to see if I could find the one whom I so much longed for. And Jesus, to calm my restlessness, came out from within my interior, and upon seeing him, I said to him, My love, how you make me struggle and sigh for your return, you are really waiting for the moment when I can take no more. How clearly it shows that you no longer love me as before. Yet, you told me that you would love me more and more, and that you would never be without me. And now you leave me, maybe even for one entire day, prey to pain and under the press of your privation, abandoned and all alone. And Jesus, interrupting me, said to me, My daughter, courage, do not lose heart, I do not leave you. This is so true, that it is always from your interior that I come out to spend time with you. And if you do not always see me, I do this to give you field in order to follow that single act of my will, which contains all acts together. Do you not see that the light of my supreme will flows from within your heart, from your mouth, from your eyes, from your hands, from your feet, from all your being? And as it eclipses me in you, you do not always see me because, being interminable, which my very humanity is not, it has the strength to eclipse me, and I enjoy this eclipse of my supreme will, and from within you, I see your flight, your acts in the divine fiat. If I made myself always seen, in order to spend time with me and to enjoy my sweet and lovable presence, you would occupy yourself with my humanity. You would pour out your love with me, and I with you, and you would not have the heart to leave me in order to follow the flight of my will in the creation and in the very acts which my humanity did in redemption. Therefore, in order to make you fulfill the mission entrusted to you, to render you more free, I remain hidden in you to follow your very acts in the eternal fiat. Do you not remember that this was said to my very apostles, that it was necessary for them to detach themselves from my humanity, which they loved very much, and without which they could not be? In fact, as long as I lived on earth, they did not depart from me to go throughout the whole world to preach the gospel and make my coming on earth known. But after my departure for heaven, invested by the divine spirit, they received the strength to leave their region in order to make known the goods of redemption, and to lay down even their own lives for love of me. So, my humanity would have been a hindrance to the mission of my apostles. I am not saying that this happens to you, because this hindrance does not exist between you and me. In fact, a hindrance occurs when two beings are separable. But when two beings have identified themselves with each other so much that one lives within the other, the hindrance ends, because wherever one goes, the other is as well. So, being together, no efforts are needed in order to go wherever one wants, because the beloved is within him, to follow him everywhere. I am only saying that often an eclipse occurs because of the strong light of my will which, dominating you and my very humanity in you, eclipses us and makes us follow its acts. This does not mean that I no longer love you as before, and that I can be without you, not at all. On the contrary, my will gives you the eternal and complete love of your Jesus, and placing itself around me with its light, like a wall, it does not allow that even for one instant I may move away from you. Do you know what places distance between God and the soul? The human will. Each act of it is one step of distance between the Creator and the creature. The more the human will operates, the more it moves away from the one who created it. It loses sight of him. It decays from its origin. It breaks every bond with the celestial family. Suppose that a sun's ray could detach itself from the center of its sphere, as it moves away from the sun, it feels it is losing light, and if it moves so far away as to lose sight of the sun completely, this ray loses all of its light and turns into darkness. This ray, converted into darkness, feels a motion, a life within itself, but it is no longer capable of giving light, because it possesses none of it. Therefore its motion, its life, is only capable of spreading thick darkness. Such are the creatures, rays of light which came out from the sphere of the Son of the Divinity. As they move away from my will, they empty themselves of light, because it was given to my will to preserve the light in these rays. So they turn into darkness. Oh! If all knew what it means not to do my will, oh! How attentive they would be in not letting the poison of the human will, destroyer of every good, enter into them. After this, I was following my passionate Jesus in his sorrowful prison. Bound to a column, in the barbarous way in which they had bound him, he could not stand firm leaning against the column, but dangled, with his legs bent and bound to it. So he shifted now to the right, now to the left. And I, clinging to his knees to make him stand firm, reordered his hair, all disheveled, which even covered his adorable face, on which even the spittle with which they had so dirtied him, was not missing. Oh! How I would have wanted to untie him, to free him from that position, so painful and humiliating. And my prisoner Jesus, all afflicted, said to me, "My daughter, do you know why I allowed myself to be put in prison during the course of my passion? To free man from the prison of the human will. Look at how horrible is my prison. It was a narrow place, which served to contain the rubbish and the excrements of the creatures. So the stench was unbearable, the darkness was thick, they left me not even a little lamp. My position was excruciating, dirtied with spit, my hair disheveled, suffering in all of my limbs, bound not even erect, but bent. I could help myself in no way, not even to remove the hair from my eyes, which bothered me. This prison of mine is the true image of the prison formed by the human will of the creatures. The stench that emanates from it is horrible. The darkness is thick. Many times, not even the little lamp of reason is left to them. They are always restless, deranged, dirtied with most wretched passions. Oh! How much should this prison of the human will be wept over? How vividly I felt, in this prison, the evil it had done to the creatures. My sorrow was so great that I shed bitter tears, and I prayed my celestial Father to free the creatures from this prison, so ignominious and painful. You too, pray together with me, that the creatures may release themselves from their will.